Alcoholism is sometimes called an equal opportunity disease because virtually no sector of society is immune from problem drinking. Until the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous in 1935, many drunks were written off as hopeless. But in these powerful first-person accounts, members of AA tell how the hard work of recovery has restored them to healthy lives.
I played football, and I played tennis, and I had lots of friends, and I certainly didn't see myself in any way in trouble with alcohol. Although some of the signs now, as I look back, I think there were signs that I was going to get in trouble with alcohol. I was using it medicinally to chase the blues away. I don't think I was using it socially, even that early.
That's Paul, who chronically abused alcohol until about 20 years before telling this story. A father and the head of a highly successful engineering firm, he was addicted to a quart of booze a day. Like many alcoholics, he lived in a lonely place.
I experimented with pot and booze back when I was 13.
We'll call her Barbara. Her story is similar to that of millions of adolescents whose natural curiosity and teenage bravado can get out of hand.
I guess it was the escape. It was the feeling good, you know, how the shy person coming out and feeling like now you're attractive and you can be lively and sociable. And when I was drinking real heavily at 15, it was to escape depression and pain. And later in life, it was because, you know, like when I was working and I would be getting stoned and drinking, it was because what I was doing wasn't challenging enough, you know, and especially in high school, you know, all these people were so dumb and silly and, you know, like when I was a cheerleader and stuff like that, you know, and whatever was asked of me did not require my full capabilities, and so I might as well enjoy myself and get high, you know.
Barbara's father was an alcoholic, and by the time she reached college, Barbara was dependent round the clock on alcohol and other drugs.
Of course, I came from an environment. My father was a heavy drinker. Most people that I know drank. And it became an environment for me.
This is Tony, a pipe fitter by trade.
I knew nothing at all about alcohol. I had absolutely no respect for it because I knew nothing about it. And I just thought that it made me feel good, so I drank it like I would drink soda pop. And when I drank too much, I got sick and would throw up. And I would see the room go around in circles, and I would always attribute it to drinking too much and that I won't drink that much next time.
His lifelong battle with alcoholism led to hospitalization and contributed to a divorce. But through AA, Tony and Barbara and Paul, all from the Boston area, attained sobriety. They've known the terrible trap of self-destruction and self-deception, and had to face up to some hard realities in order to venture down the road to recovery.